Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us is the editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning and happy Halloween, David.
Just about to say, and happy Halloween, of course. And, you know, with the Storm Sandy, some of that was in question as to whether we would have trick-or-treaters out and about today around the region. And, of course, in some spots like New York City and other places that were hardest hit along the coast, they are postponing trick-or-treating activities. But it looks like Halloween is going to be on today in the immediate capital region.
Yeah, party on. Halloween activities will happen this afternoon. The weather is good. It's in the middle of the week, and so we expect to see a lot of trick-or-treaters out there this afternoon and into the evening. But with Halloween falling in the middle of the week, local police agencies are optimistic that there won't be as much vandalism this year. We talked to Mark McCracken at the Schenectady Police Department. He said usually weather has a more of an impact of getting kids out and about causing problems than the weekend. So state troopers are also on the watch against Halloween pranks, such as people throwing pumpkins off of thruway overpasses, which has happened before. So happy Halloween. Put on your costumes and head out there today.
And I guess most importantly, be safe. Well, speaking of being safe and with the storm, and of course now most of the brunt of that has passed, but cleanup and everything else happening, not much in terms of our region. We escaped the brunt of it, but there is some assessments out of Schoharie County.
Yeah, though the Mohawk Valley didn't take on historic flooding from Hurricane Sandy this week, people in the Schoharie and Mohawk Valleys on Tuesday said history was made anyway. Never before has New York City Department of Environmental Protection lowered the Schoharie Reservoir in deference to potential flooding. The agency made room for about 390 million gallons of water and lowered other reservoirs as well just before the storm hit. And never before has New York Power Authority lowered the lower reservoir of its Blenheim Gilboa hydro facility, and that's what happened before the storm. And never before has the Erie Canal been lowered, and this week the State Canal Corp raised its gates, drained down the Erie Canal just before the storm hit. In the past, all these agencies have insisted they are not meant for flood control. People who live in the valleys have always disagreed, saying the canal, the power authority, and the reservoir can and should be used to help minimize the impact of flooding. So they credit last year's disaster with raising awareness of this, and they also credit Governor Cuomo for changing what happened. Now they would like to see this institutionalized, put in writing, so it doesn't have to be this strong lobbying effort to make it happen every time.
It looks like the state will be moving toward adjusting some of these things as a result of some of the climate patterns. We've been talking to Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. And for more on this story or others, dailygazette.com, or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.